And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness, whether he hath seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear.
Awake, awake, Deborah! Awake, awake, utter a song! Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam.
And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. Shall not they teach thee, and tell thee, and utter words out of their heart? Should a wise man utter vain knowledge, and fill his belly with the east wind? My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. I will open my mouth in a parable, I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness.
A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things.
All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Say ye, The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, The Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes, against all inhabitants of the earth. And utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. And the arches thereof were toward the utter court. And palm trees were upon the posts thereof, and the going up to it had 8 steps. And the posts thereof were toward the utter court, and palm trees were upon the posts thereof, on this side and on that side, and the going up to it had 8 steps. Then he brought me forth into the utter court the way toward the north, and he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate place, and which was before the building toward the north, over against the 20 cubits which were for the inner court, and over against the pavement, which was for the utter court, was gallery against gallery in 3 stories. And the wall that was without over against the chambers toward the utter court, on the fore part of the chambers, the length thereof was 50 cubits. For the length of the chambers that were in the utter court was 50 cubits, and lo, before the temple were 100 cubits. And from under these chambers was the entry on the east side, as one goeth into them from the utter court. When the priests enter therein, then shall they not go out of the holy place into the utter court, but there they shall lay their garments wherein they minister, for they are holy, and shall put on other garments, and shall approach to those things which are for the people. And when they go forth into the utter court, even into the utter court of the people, they shall put off their garments wherein they ministered, and lay them in the holy chambers, and they shall put on other garments, and they shall not sanctify the people with their garments. Then said he unto me, This is the place where the priests shall boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, where they shall bake the meat offering, that they bear them not out into the utter court to sanctify the people. Then he brought me forth into the utter court, and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court. And behold, in every corner of the court there was a court. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. And he said, The Lord will roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter.